AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. 2 weeks since the assassination attempt on former President Donald Trump, one of the local SWAT teams tells ABC News they had no contact with the Secret Service until after the gunshots.
We were supposed to get a face-to-face briefing with the Secret Service snipers whenever they arrived, and that never happened. So I think that that was probably a pivotal point where I started thinking things were wrong, because that never happened, and we had no communication with the Secret Service.
You can hear more of Aaron Katursky's exclusive interview with Jason Woods Monday on GMA. Former President Trump campaigned Saturday in Minnesota. Vice President Kamala Harris addressed a Massachusetts fundraiser. The world watching the Middle East amid new fears of a larger war after a Hezbollah rocket killed 12 children and teenagers in the Israeli-controlled Golan Heights section. This is ABC News.
I'm Terry Bell with WMDX News, your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WMDX website at mad.radio. For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. As Election Day draws closer, voters are paying more attention to a sweeping conservative plan to shape a possible second Trump administration. More from Roz Brown.
Project 2025 from the Far-Right Heritage Foundation includes standard conservative ideas such as slashing regulations, but also firing thousands of civil servants, dismantling the Department of Education, and giving more power to the states. David Nevins leads the Bridge Alliance, a network of organizations working to promote healthy self-governance. He's also co-publisher of The Fulcrum, where he's enlisted experts to share their thoughts on each of Project 2025's 30 sections.
The cross-partisan approach that we believe in is, in some cases, the federal government can do certain things more effectively, in some cases, not as effectively. And that's the discussion we need to have as a nation.
Nevins believes many on the far right want to turn back the clock and erase societal changes that have occurred in the last 20 to 30 years. He says people can be afraid of change, especially when things are moving fast, but believes Project 2025 represents a lack of open-mindedness rather than seeking common ground to take democracy to its next level.
The reality of America is that we are a diverse country in terms of racial, ethnic, sexual preferences, religion. That is the reality. And if we're going to live into the pluralistic dream of our founding fathers and mothers, we have to learn to make that work.
While Trump has denied knowing much about Project 2025, nearly two-thirds of the authors behind the plan served in his former administration. This is Roz Brown. Support for this reporting was provided by the Carnegie Foundation of New York.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
The Brewers lose again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers giving up 5 runs in the 7th. They lost 7-3 to the Marlins last night, trying to avoid the sweep today. A recap of today's game coming up tonight. Pat Murphy asks, does he get concerned when players like Bryce Terang or Sal Frelick both go 0-4 at the plate?
Concerned? Yeah, I'm concerned, but this is what young people go through. I heard some people booing Sal Frelick during their strikeout there in the 8th, and I was like, are you kidding me? These kids have been battling their guts out.
The Brewers added reliever Rick Mears in a trade with the Rockies after having to place Bryson Hudson on IL with an oblique strain. Ryan Braun, honored today, added to the team Wall of Fame. At the Olympics, men's basketball team Greece losing to Canada 86-79, despite Giannis scoring 34 points. NFL, Jordan Love says it was a long wait, but he's grateful for the deal he signed with the Packers.
Past couple of days, trying to be patient. My agents FaceTimed me, and it was definitely a very special day.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. We'll have mostly cloudy skies for today, a south breeze, and look for some showers and thunderstorms to develop. Highs in the lower 80s. Shower and storm chances into the overnight, mostly cloudy skies, as overnight lows drop to the mid and upper 60s. Right now, it's 70.
tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts. So we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Plus, IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
Donald Trump brags he nominated the justices who overturned Roe v. Wade, getting rid of the constitutional right to abortion.
Well, I did something that nobody thought was possible. I got rid of Roe v. Wade. For 54 years, they were trying to get Roe v. Wade terminated, and I did it, and I'm proud to have done it.
Donald Trump not only took away abortion rights, he wants to monitor pregnant women and punish those who seek an abortion. Just listen.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion, yes or no, as a principle?
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah.
Banning abortion, monitoring and punishing women. That's how far Trump might go in a second term. Visit abetterwisconsintogether.org/TrumpMonitor to tell Donald Trump his views on abortion are too extreme for Wisconsin. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Maggie Dawn.
Next, have you heard of the recombobulation area? Well, Dan Schaefer's sitting in the host chair, folks. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons at 2.
Embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council. Ad Council. Ad Council.
The music of the stars is back on the air. Live from Racine on the Civic Media Radio Network. David Rose. local talent, Jill Jensen and Jack Grassel. Cole Porter.
It seems we've stood and talked like this before. We looked at each other in the same way then, but I can't remember where or when. The clothes you're wearing are the clothes you wore. The smile you are smiling, you were smiling then, but I can't remember where or when. Some things that happen for the first time seem to be happening again. And so it seems that we have met before and laughed before and loved before. But who knows where or when? Seems like dreams.
Music of the Stars, Oscar winner. Well, Errol Arlen was, although he had to do a little yelling to get the song back into The Wizard of Oz. I'm talking about Somewhere Over the Rainbow. They were going to cut it, said it didn't fit, and beside it's black and white. Oh, well, they made a movie after Arrival Studio with Shirley Temple called The Bluebird. I've got some soundtracks from that. It's kind of forgotten today, which is too bad. But let's hear some of that, too. By the way, Holiday for Strings was written by David Rose, who had a big hit in 62 with The Stripper. And would you know it's got lyrics? By Alan Sherman. The Music of the Stars.
There are songs about Montana and New York and Indiana, but the song the nation patiently awaits is the song I now will bring you as I clear my throat and sing you a love song to the whole United States. I love you. District of Columbia, New Hampshire, Massachusetts, Alabama, South Dakota, North Dakota, Minnesota, Oklahoma, West Virginia, California, Georgia, Texas, Maine, Mississippi, Washington, South Carolina, Arkansas, North Carolina, Tennessee, Louisiana, Iowa, Nevada, Kansas, Arizona, Colorado, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, New Mexico, Ohio, Illinois, Missouri, Indiana, and Montana, Nebraska,
Alaska,
Pennsylvania, Florida, Wisconsin, Utah, Maryland, Kentucky, Oregon, Rhode Island, Idaho, Hawaii, and Vermont, Virginia, Delaware, Wyoming, and Connecticut.
You don't see the novelty songs like you used to. Maybe somebody's afraid to offend somebody. Como.
She wore a brand new jersey. She wore a brand new jersey. That's what she did wear.
One, two, three, four.
Oh, why did California? Why did California? Why did California? Was she all alone? She called to say Hawaii. Yes, she called to say Hawaii. Yes, she called to say Hawaii. That's why she did come.
Uno, due, three, quattro.
Oh, what did Mississippi boy? What did Mississippi? What did Mississippi boy through her pretty lips? She sipped the Minnesota, she sipped the Minnesota, she sipped the Minnesota, that's what she did sip. Oh, where has Oregon, boy, where has Oregon? If you want Alaska, Alaska, where she's gone? She went to pay her taxes, she went to pay her taxes, she went to pay her taxes, that's where she is gone.
I, five, drive, beer.
Oh, how did Wisconsin, boy, she stole a new brass key. Too bad that Arkansas, boy, and so did Tennessee. It made poor Florida, boy, it made poor Florida. You see, she died in misery, boy, she died in misery. Oh, what did Delaware, boy, what did Delaware?
Mitchell Ayers in the orchestra. Mitch is from Milwaukee. The music of the stars. Let's do some Mitchell Ayers stuff, huh? Local talent. From Sturtevant. Lionel Hampton.
But I'm not afraid.
I'm not afraid, babe. It's over, it's over. Shooby dooby. If I've ever had a sin, I'd be rich as rock and roll. Gold dust at my feet.
Third of them, Lionel Hampton at Carnegie Hall. The music of the stars. WRJN. Harry Connick Jr. Scoop the Loop in Racine downtown. It's coming down first Friday, August 2nd. Starts at 4 p.m. till 9. Classic car show, live music, crowds, food and drink from the Brick House, the Ivanhoe, Three Point Brewhouse, Dimples, the Chard Room, Uncorked. Come Scoop the Loop at the next first Friday, August 2nd, downtown Racine. Studied music under the guidance of Sister Petra at Holy Rosary Academy in Sturtevant. Worked with Benny Goodman. Peggy King. Percy Faith and the Orchestra.
Thank you.
music of the stars. It's the 70th anniversary for Meet Me in St. Louis. Ralph Blaine, Hugh Martin. Hugh was still with us just until a few years ago. It's an American classic. Vincente Minnelli. I think it's one of the best ever from MGM. This was picked as a showcase for Judy. Started out in 1943. It was fall, near Thanksgiving. And MGM assigned the screenplay to Vincente Minnelli. There's some controversy as to who wrote all the music. Hugh Martin always insisted, I did most of that, not Ralph. Big budget, too. Just the St. Louis Street cost MGM $200,000. Just that set. Picture is so important, it was one of MGM's largest grossing motion pictures. Blaine, they had hit the big time a couple of years earlier with Best Foot Forward on Broadway. Then MGM bought the rights and they became part of that famous Freed unit at MGM. And then they put the score for Meet Me in St. Louis. Bestseller songs. Songs are written for Meet Me in St. Louis. I'll do one here. Written for another picture, Oklahoma. But they took it out. MGM bought it.
And so we walk from year to year, believing in each other as we do. Bravely marching forward two by two. Boys and girls like you and me walk beneath the skies. They love just as we love, with the same dream in their eyes. Songs and kings and men
Interesting story about that song. They wanted to give it to Frank Sinatra for Take Me Out to the Ball Game, but studio said, no, let's bypass it again. And that's the only recording that was ever made away from the movie. Boys and girls like you and me. So they made it into a waltz. And they used it later in Cinderella, Rodgers and Hammerstein, for television. It's quite a movie. Meet Me in St. Louis. Very inspiring, I think. About youth and beauty, strength, triumph. 70 years ago. Here's a guy from Milwaukee, Mitchell Ayers. Born in 1910, had a great band in the 40s. He was Perry Como's favorite orchestra leader, but he was a lot more than that. It bothers me when people don't give credit to others. Let's salute Mitchell Ayers, that man from Milwaukee, recorded 1940, The Music of the Stars.
Fashions in music.
Thank you. His real name, Mitchell Egress. Studied at Columbia, but not in music, in physical education. Played violin, the Roxy Theater. Went to St. Louis, played with the symphony in St. Louis. Worked there for a couple of years. But he worked with the Andrews Sisters and Columbia Records, always taking the small print on the label. Worked with Connie Francis. Had her show at the brand new Landmark Hotel in Vegas. Was crossing a street in Nevada, Winchester. Struck and killed by a car September 5th, 1969. While he was working as the musical conductor for Connie. 1 week later, his wife died of a heart attack. He was the band leader in the Hollywood Palace. He got an Emmy. Actually, two nominations. Remembering Mitchell Ayers. Here's his orchestra, 1940. Marianne Mercer at the mic. Mitchell Ayers. Here's Russell Johnson. Nicholas Brodsky. Paul Francis Webster, Invitation. Mark Johnson, a regular fixture, star at the Green Mill.
You and your smile hold a strange invitation. Somehow it seems we've shared our dreams, but wait. Time after time, in a room full of strangers, out of the blue, suddenly you are there. Wherever I go, you're the glow of temptation. Sing my way in the gray of the dark, and always your eyes smile that strange invitation. Then you are gone. Where, oh, where have you gone? How long must I stay in a world of illusion? Where you are so near, yet so far apart. Hoping you'll say with a warm invitation, have you been, darling? Come into my heart.
Mark Johnson, the Dan Cray Trio. The music of the stars. Thursday night on a hot August. Chill out on the grass next to the harbor all summer long. Festival Park in Racine. Wide variety of music. Various food trucks. And it's free every Thursday night.
When your smile is a strange invitation, somehow it seems we've shed our dreams, but where? Time after time, in a room full of strangers, out of the blue, suddenly you are there. Wherever I go, you're the glow of temptation, glancing my way in the gray of the dark. And always your eyes smile that strange invitation. Then you were gone. Where, oh, where have you gone? How long must I stay in a world of illusion? Be where you are, so near yet so far apart. Hoping you'll say with a warm invitation, where have you been? Darling, come in, come into my heart.
Johnson, and Dan Cray and the trio. The music of the stars over WRJN across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and worldwide at civicmedia.us.
My heart was all dressed up to go dancing. I had a brand new shine on my wheels. The roses you sent for, the line that I went for, was just an invitation to the blues. The very thought of love was entrancing. I figured I had nothing to lose. Your smile so elusive, your kiss so exclusive, was just an invitation to the blues. I went to town, priced a wedding gown, put my little red book on the shelf, hired a hall, got the band and all, then marched down the aisle by myself. I guess you can't depend on romancing. It puts your heart right down in your shoes. Instead of a wedding for which I was heading, I got an invitation to the blues. I got an invitation to the blues.
Fisher wrote that. And Alan Roberts. Alan Roberts, one of the composers of my closing theme, You Were Never Far Away From Me. Funny thing, Alan Roberts wrote the music and Robert Allen wrote the lyrics. The music of the stars. Remember Professor Irwin Corey? Youngsters? Born 120 years ago. Quite a guy. I thought I'd do a clip on that. Born in Brooklyn. Was on the Edgar Bergen, Charlie McCarthy show. Made his fame there. Smothers Brothers. Mike Douglas. Did 7-Up commercials. Dean Martin. comic master. He died at 102, 18 years ago. Music of the Stars.
You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.